Dear participants, welcome to the University of Isfahan English Proficiency Test. We are delighted to have you here for the 105th UIEPT. Today, on the 3rd of October, you'll be taking part in an evaluation of your English proficiency across various areas.
For more information about the exam, including the test format and archive, we encourage you to visit our official website. Additionally, we invite you to join our IATA channel where you can stay updated with useful tips and important announcements about UIPT. Throughout the test, pay close attention to the instructions and respond carefully. On behalf of UIEPT team, we extend our sincere wishes for your success.
Now we may begin Section A of the listening test. Listen to a series of short conversations and answer questions 1 to 11.
Number 1.
You'd better take the car to the garage from now on. They charged me $75 for a few minor repairs.
That's not too bad.
What does the man mean? Number 2.
The International Students Association is having a party Saturday night. Can you come or do you have to work at the hospital?
I wish I could.
What will the woman probably do? Number 3.
I think that the game starts at 8.
Good. We have just enough time to get there.
What will the speakers probably do? Number 4.
What did you do after you lost your passport?
I went to see the foreign student advisor, and he reported it to the passport office in Washington.
What did the man do after he lost his passport? Number 5.
If you don't have an account here, I can't cash your check. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is.
Well, thanks a lot. You're a big help.
What does the woman mean? Number 6.
I'm not sure what Dr. Tyler wants us to do.
If I were you, I'd write a rough draft and ask Dr. Tyler to look at it.
What does the woman suggest the man do? Number 7.
Dr. Clark is the only one teaching statistics this term.
You mean we have to put up with her for another semester?
What does the woman mean? Number 8.
Do you think that you can have these shirts finished by Friday morning?
I'm sorry. I couldn't possibly get them done by then. Saturday afternoon would be the earliest that you could have them.
What does the woman say about the shirts? Number 9.
The music and the flowers are lovely.
Yes. I hope that the food is good.
What kind of plays are the speakers probably talking about? Number 10.
Hello, Anne. This is Larry at the office. Is Fred at home?
No, Larry. He's in class now. He'll be home for lunch, though.
What do we know about Fred? Number 11.
When does the next bus leave for New York?
Buses leave for New York every half hour. You just missed the 9:30 bus by 5 minutes.
What will the man probably do?
Section B. Listen to a lecture to answer questions 12 to 15.
Listen to a talk by a college instructor in an English class.
So many different kinds of writing have been called essays, it is difficult to define exactly what an essay is. Perhaps the best way is to point out four characteristics that are true of most essays. First, an essay is about one topic. It does not start with one subject and digress to another and another. Second, although a few essays are long enough to be considered a small book, most essays are short. 500 words is the most common length for an essay. Third, an essay is written in prose, not poetry. True, Alexander Pope did call two of his poems essays, but that word is part of a title. And after all, the essay on man and the essay on criticism really are not essays at all. They are long poems. Fourth, and probably most important, an essay is personal. It is the work of one person whose purpose is to share a thought, idea, or point of view. Let me also state here that since an essay is always personal, the term personal essay is redundant. Now, taking into consideration all of these characteristics, perhaps we can now define an essay as a short prose composition with a personal viewpoint that discusses one topic. With that in mind, let's brainstorm some topics for your first essay assignment.
This is the end of the recording.